For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. Right, I'm about to do another podcast. Any minute now, Rob will be joining. So, if you can hear me, Rob, press join, and we're good to go. Right, we are ready. Right, Rob, can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, all good. Right, so I'm going to start with really trusting your intuition and going back to the basics of life before we had phones, devices, people, a personal assistant, a managing director, a CEO. That's our connection to everything in this world. And so many people have no idea how to trust that feeling. And I have been in many situations where I have had nothing else to rely on but my intuition. And at times it has been scary when you literally just rely on this feeling where everything around you say might be crumbling. But as you learn to trust your intuition, next time something happens like that, you realize, okay, how did that feel? How does this feel now? Is the feeling similar? And if the answer is yes, then you learn to just trust it every single time. And it's like a muscle in the gym. The more you use that muscle in the gym, the more you know you can lift that weight next time. And the more you keep lifting that weight, you know next time you can lift a bigger weight. And then when you move on to the bigger weights, you can easily do the one you used to do. And it's just this practice of being in the dark, in the unknown, trusting your intuition, knowing it was okay. And then when this happens again, you remember how you felt.
I like it. I don't think I've physically done that as a practice. So it's, I'll have to start looking, you know, trying to work on that.
Yeah. So what is it you do exactly in terms of your everyday to day stuff?
Yeah. So, I mean, I am a Bible believing, you know, Christian, and I do have own a e-commerce company where we've created some really cool products to help people with health issues without medicine. So we call it quantum energy frequencies because it uses frequencies. And, you know, as you know, your body is made up of energy, right? So I have been doing a lot of research on energy and vibrations and, you know, how our consciousnesses are connected together. So I love what you're talking about because it's something that is, you know, that the world is made up of a spiritual world and a physical world, right? And I believe that there's a lot of things that frequencies can do, both good and bad, to the human body. And what we do is we try to harness the good frequencies and encapsulate those into skin patches to help people get off of big pharma drugs. So you do things naturally rather than through harmful medication is what I do from a day-to-day basis. But every morning I do get up and I read the Bible and I do pray, right? And so I do try to use you may say intuition. And my interpretation is prayer, and intuition is a part of my prayer. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So I've always smothered myself in binaural beats. My favorite one's 528, and I haven't used it for quite a while. I used to use it all the time. I used to have a shower with the music in the background, so the water would vibrate at that frequency, and as it absorbs into my body, it would all go through me. I haven't done it in a while, and only recently I started to do it again, and I suddenly remembered and realized the effect it has on me. Now, you don't realize how a silly sound, so what others can hear, could have such a profound effect. But when you compare it to what happens when you just close your eyes and let that sound just do what it does versus just normal silence, it's incredible. It's almost like having your clothes taken off your back in the freezing cold winter and you realize how warm you were with your clothes on and how fucking cold it is. So in your situation, what experiences or what experiences have you had with people using frequencies like binaural beats, and healing stories do you have that you could
Oh, it's
share?
just absolutely amazing, to be honest. It's that's we started this business early on. I was initially going to just help people with supplements, is what I thought my big idea was. I was going to go help this community that my brother has. Is he had a Truther podcast where he talks about what's going on in the world, and his audience was made up of 60 plus, maybe 50 plus older women. I'm 55, so I can't say older. So, but older men and women. So I thought, oh, I'll be crafty and I'll go create some supplements that will help that community from a natural perspective. And then I was introduced to these quantum energy frequencies, and it just blew my mind, because what they told me, sounded amazing. But I'm like, okay, that sounds really strange, because I didn't understand, that your body was made up of energy. I didn't understand frequencies at the time. Now I've dug in and spent the last year and a half, 2 years, digging into and understanding and researching how all this is put together. So now it's phenomenal. But the stories that they told me and how it helped people, I was like, well, that sounds cool, but let's go test it with our community. So we tested it with our community, and it was received very well. Lots of people used it, and we just have hundreds of testimonials now of people where it just transformed their life, where they've been in chronic pain for forever. One woman came to us at a conference that we were at, and I just gave out samples of our pain product to people. I gave patches to people, and as they'd come by, and she came back an hour later, and she says, I don't know if you know this, but I've been a card dealer. We're at a casino, so she deals cards, and she did that for 20 years. She said, for the past 10 years, I couldn't even lift my elbow up over my shoulder. It's just always stuck by her side because it was so sore. And she lifted up her elbow and she goes, look, I haven't been able to do this for 10 years. So she was just, her tears were coming out of her eyes, because she was like, this is groundbreaking for her, because she hadn't been able to do that for a really long time. She came back the next day and she says, you won't believe this. She says, but I used, slept with it. And I've been able to, that's the first time I've been able to sleep through the night in forever, just because she wasn't in pain as she would roll over and try to sleep at night. So, we have literally hundreds of stories like that. And it's just super exciting when you know you're helping people in a way that is all natural and good for them, and they can help people get off of those, big pharma drugs.
So explain to me what you did with her specifically. So did you have like a massive speaker with like the vibration of a frequency tone, or how did you use the frequencies to make her lift her arm up?
Yeah, so that's the so super cool thing, is what we do is we encode the frequency on these little skin patches. So the skin patches, if you can think of it, they look. In fact, the one person you laughed last week when they grabbed one of our skin patches, because it's not much bigger than a nickel. It's about as big as a nickel, and it's like looks more like a sticker. And so you place this sticker on your body. And the really cool thing is that sticker has the quantum energy frequency embedded into the ink of that patch. And so when you apply it to your body, it connects to the energy system in your body. And we have some tests that we've done with EEG analysis, you know, those like either hats you put on your head or the Muse 2 devices that people do meditation with, and it actually tracks your brain waves. And when we've used that tool, we can show that when people use our product, that within 5 seconds, your brain, you know, it connects to your body. And you can tell it by the way the wavelengths change in your brain. So anyway, with this woman specifically, we gave her one of those skin patches, and she just applied it to her neck. And she said, that's all I need to do is put it there. I said, yeah, just go, you know, and then come back and tell me in a little while how it feels. And that's when she came back, and she couldn't believe it. By putting this skin patch, you know, on her neck that connected to the energy system in her body, It basically interrupts that signal from the pain to the brain, and so it smooths out that message, and so your mind doesn't see it as pain anymore. So it's just absolutely phenomenal. So that's as simple as it was. As she came by the booth that we were at, I gave her a sticker. We call it a skin patch just because it's a small sticker that you apply to your body. And she came back an hour later and was just blown away that little thing that she put on her body was able to have that significant of an impact.
So this sticker has a frequency vibration. You stick it to the part of the body which is, say, in pain or whatever. The brain then responds to that new energy attachment, let's just say. And yep. Then that goes to the rest of the nervous system, to the rest of the body. So basically where there was pain in the body, that overrides the nervous system to say there's no pain. So you lift your arm and there's no pain. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So how do you charge the stickers with the energy?
Say that again.
How do you charge the stickers with the energy?
That's a great question. It's really a proprietary process we use, that we have a machine that infuses that frequency onto the ink of that skin patch. So, you know, we've just procured, there's lots of machines out there that will create frequencies apply to your body with like different devices, but you have to be physically attached to the machine. And so what we, you know, figured out how to do was to use that same machine but infuse it onto the ink of the patches. So then it can be transferable and you can take it and be mobile with it, and it can last a long time. So we can, you know, those skin patches will last months without having to recharge them or do anything. And then once you use them, they typically only last like 24 hours because it only lasts as long as the ink lasts on the patch. And then, you know, when you sweat or when you take a shower or, you know, other things like that, it will wear off. So that's why we sell like a 14 pack, you know, that typically gets people through a month, because they can, you know, use it for a couple of days at a time. If that makes sense.
So are you charging the ink before you put it onto the sticker, or when it's on the sticker? So do you charge like the bottle of liquid, let's just say, the ink, put it on, or after?
Yeah, after. Yep, that's a great question.
Your machine, you know, prints Bart Simpson on a sticker, whatever, a normal sticker, normal Bart Simpson, and then the machine will charge the sticker and the ink. So it's not just the ink; it's both. Or is it both, or is it one or the other? Because you said how if the ink gets wet, for example, it will.
Yeah, so that's it. We charge the whole thing, but then we find that the plastic doesn't hold it, whereas the ink will hold the frequency. Does that make sense? Like the little sticker's got it's a plastic sticker with ink on top of it. With the on the back side is the stickum, right? The part that actually sticks to your body, and the plastic piece doesn't hold the frequency, but the ink on the patch holds it. So that's why as soon as that ink is gone, the frequency is gone as well. So that was a great question.
What's What's really incredible, that's exactly the same as me taking my speaker into the shower and having that doo noise in the shower. Water is absorbing into my. What is ink? It's liquid. Liquid changes, you know, the molecules will change with vibration. So the water should be going into my body in the same way the ink is going into that person's body. So your brain responds to it. So you know how you've got like that massive like ball and you put your finger on it and all the energy like goes towards it, right? I don't know if you've seen that. It's like
yeah.
So imagine that. Imagine when you put your finger on the ball, that's the same as the sticker going to the body and your brain is responding to that. It now is charged with that new energy from that sticker versus the old energy. So if the sticker's not there, is the person still in pain, or is it simply after that a mind over matter, the fact that she knows she can do it and the brain or the body just adapts to, I can get through this pain?
Yeah, that's a great question. We haven't done any analysis to see how many people actually are healed of a problem. We don't claim that we heal anything, you know, just from an FDA perspective, et cetera. We can't make any claims like that, but we have just shown that it helps people significantly with their symptoms. And you know, it's our hope, being you know, a Bible-based Christian, it's my hope that they do a prayer with it. We actually include an intention guide that goes along with the product that we want people to say out loud. So they're using their mouth and their eyes to read it and their ears to hear themselves read it. And then we're hoping that, you know, the Lord will heal them of their problem because they're asking for healing of the problem. And our product is kind of just a conduit to get that conversation to happen. But yeah.
You know how with all the AI stuff happening right now, and they're saying that eventually AI can read thoughts and what you're thinking and what you're visioning. So it will take the frequencies of the brain, put it into letters, and then whatever you're thinking in terms of word and sound, it will make an order of vibration. The same how the AI chatbots work, it's exactly the same way. Do you think from that you can literally program a sticker, a thought? So for example, if you can read somebody's thoughts with a machine, like an AI machine, and it's just frequencies, right? You can eventually put an intention, so you can say a prayer to a sticker. You could say, think about going out for a Chinese meal on the weekend. You encode that frequency, you then put it on the body. The body then responds to the frequencies, which in energy terms, it's thoughts and sounds. And they think, let's go for Chinese. Take off the sticker and you say, look at the back. It says you will go to the Chinese restaurant on the weekend at this time. That's
it's possible. And in fact, that's one of the things that I didn't mention to you is that we do include those positive intentions and Bible verses. We have 40 Bible verses on each patch that we include. So you know, we in our you know, in our design, it's you have the frequency, the healthy frequency, and you have the healthy intention, and you have the corresponding Bible verses that's related to the issue, you know, all on that patch. And so, you know, we honestly believe that will happen, and we think, you know, our product does it today. We'll just do it, and we're trying to use those things for good, right? And obviously, it could be used in a negative.